This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. We're joined today on the phone by Tim O'Connor, serving as president of the Wheat Foods Council, to discuss your upcoming annual meeting that'll take place down in Arizona. But Tim, before we do that, thanks for joining us. Share more about the work that you guys do.
Well, certainly, Alex. I'm happy to join you today. And, you know, the Wheat Foods Council is the wheat industry's domestic marketing organization. And our members are the entire value chain of the wheat industry, from the producer organizations through the millers, the bakers, the ingredient suppliers. Anybody who's in the wheat foods value chain can be a part of our organization. They're welcome to be a part of our organization. And we have representatives on our board from all sectors of the industry, which makes the group pretty unique.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned your annual meeting is coming up. It'll take place down in Arizona. What is the big purpose of this meeting? What do you guys hope to accomplish?
Well, we hold two meetings a year, and our annual meeting is always in the winter. It's always an important meeting, and it's halfway through our fiscal year. So a certain part of the business we conduct is look at what we've accomplished in the first half of the year and what we'll be accomplishing in the second half of the year. And in this case, we're finishing the last year of implementing a strategic plan. And so we're really going to celebrate that we've achieved primarily all the goals we set out in that plan. We feel like it's time to move on to develop the next strategic plan. And just very quickly, we targeted educating fitness professionals about the value of wheat foods in the nutritional benefits that they deliver, because the fitness industry was really focused on low-carb fad diets and avoiding wheat foods as a way of losing weight and maintaining weight loss. We've made tremendous strides in turning that around. We now have 93% of fitness professionals recognizing that carbohydrates and wheat foods offer valuable nutrition, and they now recommend them rather than recommending avoiding them. So we're declaring victory, and we will spend a good portion of our meeting to start our next strategic planning process, which will take place over a few months, and a number of follow-on meetings online to really work through what do we do next? What's the most important challenge that the Wheat Foods Council can undertake to, you know, advance consumption of wheat foods here in the U.S., to overcome misinformation and to create new opportunities?
Well, Tim, you mentioned that the Wheat Foods Council serves pretty much anything you can imagine in the wheat sector. So bring this home for our Nebraska producers listening today. What ultimately can they take away from this annual meeting and what you guys hope to accomplish?
Well, I think what your producers in Nebraska can recognize is that, you know, they grow wheat that's dependent on the market demand for it to pull through the marketplace. And our objectives are always to fuel that demand and to take down the barriers to wheat foods consumption. There have been a number of them. There have been low-carb diets. There have been gluten-free diets. There have been lots of books written and lots of diets promoted that are all about reasons people should avoid wheat for health and weight and foggy brains and all the nonsense that's been out there. And we tackle those objectives that are standing in the way of the wheat that your producers are growing to have a better marketplace environment. And we'll continue to do that. And, you know, what our meeting is about is advancing the work that we do on a regular basis, as well as at this point in time, developing the next strategic plan so that our work is focused on what is most important for us to take on behalf of everyone in the industry.
Certainly. Very well said. Tim, to get more information on all things with the Wheat Council, the Wheat Foods Council, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the easiest thing is to look at our website, wheatfoods.org. There's a lot of information there. There's a lot going on that we're doing that we highlight there. Also, the Nebraska Wheat Board is one of our members, and you're always welcome to communicate with us directly or through the Nebraska Wheat Board, and we value the engagement with our members in the industry.
All right, a wealth of information. Tim O'Connor is our guest today. He serves as president of the Wheat Foods Council. I'm Alex Makavica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.